I'm going to say welcome, but everybody's already been here, pretty much. Some new, a few new people, but and welcome. It's been a very busy last few days. I think we actually moved very well from that, hopefully, deep silence, internal silence, to all the outward activities and back and forth. I think that's a really good exercise, shall we say, a good practice to, as we move out of Sesshin back into our daily lives. Just wanted to recap, I guess, that this place, the Zendo, offers us a truly unique opportunity to find some relief. We have spent most of our lives creating ourselves, and we have to work very hard at perpetuating that story and maintaining it. It's a very common affair to do so. It's not unusual, but what is unusual is to have the opportunity to actually set that down. In fact, to be encouraged to set it down. And we when we sit we should also be aware of our internal silence. It's very easy to be quiet and to not talk and keep your eyes down as we do in Sesshin, but to actually discover the stillness of the mind, that spacious quality I was talking about before. And as we continue, just like I mentioned about our ceremonies where we had to rise up and do these activities, they occur within the spaciousness, in that spacious quality. And I think in that way, it's practice where we sit, drop our story, experience the spaciousness and the internal stillness and silence, and then we get up and move again and we start interacting with other beings and our own perceptions. And then we return again to dropping our story and our agenda and return to stillness and back and forth. And this is what we call Buddhist practice. There's a lot more details that can be added to that, of course. But that is one of the essential aspects. And watching what arises that is true. One of the Shuso questions was, how do you know what's right? We have to become aware of and become familiar with prajna, which arises from this state of stillness and non-grasping and non-thought. Prajna, someone said, is all-inclusive. Intelligence is discursive. So we use prajna. And as we flex back and forth and continue to participate in this way and broaden the ability to move back and forth between apparent activity and apparent stillness, it becomes Buddha's way. And this, I think, in some way is what people recognize and ask for precept ceremony. They acknowledge that there's enough time back and forth that they see it, and other people just acknowledge it, accept it, and there's no need for a ceremony particularly. Still practice Buddha's way. And in this place, of stillness, there are still wisps of fog that drift through, but they're sublimated by the brilliant midday sun. So there's no reason to become attached to them or see them as something so important. And I also think as we dig deep, the liturgy that we chant, somewhat addressing Chris's question that those are just words. And it's up to us to discover their meaning. And to discover how to enact them, how to actualize them. Again, with this prajna, you, or these eyes that we have that are, usually we, in our culture, we call them inner knowing or inner seeing. Inner isn't really the right descriptive word, but I think you get the idea. There's this seeing that isn't this wavelength. It's another frequency of light that you see with your Dharma eye or your Buddha eye or divine eye, your wisdom eye. And when you see with those eyes, you know that it's in accordance with that things, the way things are. And you can confirm it with your friends, but it's far beyond right and wrong. So I have the deepest respect for everyone here in all the various capacities of your presence. And for the people that have come before us and upheld and presented this, and the people that will come after we are gone. So we're caretakers of this unique, whatever it is, this place, this practice, this way. So that's the end of my Dharma talk for today. Mike asked me to fulfill yet another another ceremony, small ceremony, and I'm very happy to do so. So if you would all, as a group, bear with us, I would like you all to hear this and to witness this. And it has to do with Shuso ceremony for both Doug, who, as you know, was Shuso yesterday. Doug, what is your name, Dharma name? Not the whole thing, just the last.
Tatsudo.
Tatsudo. So for Tatsudo and for Meido, who was Shuso in Oan, Mike asked me to finish this piece. And I need to refresh myself, so let me So if the two of you would please come here. You can maybe, well, you can just kneel. Seiza, is that comfortable? Nothing to be nervous about.
You don't want this stick.
Yeah. This is from we'll have some explanation in a moment. Vanya, no, just... Vanya gave me this stick. And at first, I didn't know what to do with it. The sort of joking way that it's talked about is that it's, as Coben said, something to stop his trembling hand when he had to give a talk, because he was a reluctant speaker. And at one point, after Vanya asked me to have this, I decided to pick it up. And once I did that, I started to discover something of what it is. So, to save you some time and maybe to propel you in the way that, as the person who's along with my presenting this, I would like to say a few things. So, the Shuso ceremony is considered a kind of rite of passage. Like, you've practiced enough to have some depth. And in the ceremony, people get to probe that. That's those questions. So this is by no means a graduation. It's just the beginning and in the midst of a continuation of what you're already doing. So this stick is not about authority. This is not a teaching stick. It's actually a listening stick. It has in itself the shape of a tongue, and we think of these sticks are called teaching sticks, but I come to find that they're actually an ear. And when you carry this a lot of energy, you have to carry it with complete humility. And actually, you are holding it for everyone. And when you take it up, it's your teacher, and all your precepts are embodied in this. And when you listen through that. Brother and sister you remind each other of how to hold this. And all these people witness, so they hold it too. Congratulations.